Hey guys, so welcome back to Alice's Wonderland. This is a new podcast where we'll be following some really 3 a.m. deep shower thoughts, and this one, I'm super excited to have you here today. We're diving into a new topic that has been swirling around my mind, especially after a recent road trip home from my grandparents' house. It was a night drive from there to my home, and you know how it is. Those moments when you're driving, the music's playing, and suddenly, bam, you hit with a deep thought. Well, today's thought is, am I happiness? Now, let's unpack this a bit. We often chase happiness, right? We think, if I just have enough wealth, enough love, or enough knowledge, if I get into the college that I want, or if I have everyone that I love around me, or if I have money, car, house, and food, and then I'm happy. But is it really true? Here's the kicker. What if happiness isn't out there somewhere? But if it is something that grows within us, like a tree that we have to nurture and care for, it is not another philosophy or healthcare tips that you're gonna find. No. This is actually a really deep thought. What if all our lives we search for something that was within ourselves all the time? I mean, think about it. Is happiness something we can harvest from our experiences, or is it just a reaction to what is going on around us? But if we look at it one way, from some people's perspectives, for example, if you're a person that thinks that, yes, monetary things are always going to bring some emotions, and some of them might be happiness. And if you think that these things might bring you happiness, you might not be wrong, but this happiness won't be lasting for an extended time. For someone like me, happiness is something that grows and it gets bigger and bigger. Once the time of your solitude, doesn't matter, the time of your happiness grows, the quality of happiness grows too. As I reflect on my journey, I can't help but notice how many comments I've received about my life choices, especially if you're a teenager or a girl, especially when you're living in Central Asia, then you get so many comments on your clothes, what you eat, how you talk, and what you especially do to create meaning in your life. Because in most countries in Central Asia, a woman is meant to be a housewife and you have to look after your kids. This culture, from someone outside of this country, might seem, oh, this thing is decreasing over time. It might be, but in some places, especially rural places, women, girls don't have opportunities to get an education. They're just getting married and having their families without their consent. And even if you're living in a city, yes, your family might actually promote like education. They will actually tell you to go study, have a career, even if you're a girl. But other people, they won't leave you alone, as even at school, even between teenagers. So I have had experience of getting so many comments about my life choices. What I wear, what I eat, how I look, what I'm choosing to do, if I'm working or not, if I'm getting married after school or not. But you know what? Not once have I heard someone ask themselves, me, or parents asking their children, doesn't make you happy? Everyone has their own take on happiness, and it is not something that we can judge. I can list 100 things that bring me joy. Friends, good food, long walks, and those quiet moments with a good book. But how often do we really stop and think about our role in all this? Are we not the ones who create our own happiness? this things. Even, for example, let's just take reading a book. Reading a book, it is something that I do. And book does not give me happiness. No, because books can only give you stories or words or knowledge, information, but it cannot give you happiness. Happiness is a patchwork of stuff that we consider happiness, or what we consider gives us happiness. So we are the ones who are choosing what is gonna bring us happiness. So we are the ones who are creating it too. So let's dig deeper. If I were to gaze at all the moments that made me smile or brought me joy, I realized that they're all linked to me, my choices, my actions, my thoughts. Without me, those moments would just float away into the ether. It is like I'm both the artist painting the canvas and the canvas itself. That was a quote that I found somewhere and I can't really tell where it was from, but that really describes the situation really well. I am happiness. And here is the thing. This realization is liberating. It means I can take control of my life. I can go after my dreams, dive into the books I love, and listen to the music that fills my soul, regardless of any judgmental glances from those around me. But it does not come without a price or without a practice or time, because even if you have 5 years of experience of not actually reacting to comments or judgments of other people, you might actually win sometimes because of other people. And actually right, but that doesn't mean other people's comments, judgments, doesn't mean that you are gonna limit yourself, your right to happiness. So just build this kind of habits over time, slowly, step by step. You see, I've come to learn that if we measure our lives by how happy we feel or how much we impact others, then why not toss aside our fears of judgment and risk? Why not embrace the idea that we can be the true source of happiness for ourselves? We live in a world filled with billions of people, each with their own unique backgrounds and perspectives. But there is one thing that unites us all. We are capable of being our own happiness. That is the thing that humans can do. The limits we place on ourselves often stem from our beliefs and the opinion of others that we let to get inside our bodies. So, if you need some personal advices on how to shift your mindset, not completely, but partially, and over time, over a really long time, but actually it is something to embrace this idea that we are the architect of our happiness. So the first thing is self-reflection. You know what I would do? I wouldn't recommend writing a journal because for me it doesn't work, because I'm too lazy to even grab a journal and write something in it. If you are a lazy one like me, then I recommend you, if there is a mirror in your house, if there is not one, then just open your camera. I'm not asking you to record it. Don't record it if you don't want it, of course, but just, for example, look at the mirror and tell yourself everything. Just talk with yourself, just for yourself, for 30 minutes at least every day. It doesn't matter. For example, you can even talk about the stuff that you're been reading about or the stuff that you're learning. It really works for academic stuff too. For example, if you have research that is going on and if you want something to read, and just read that and retell it to yourself. Just look at yourself, embrace that beauty that is in the mirror, and talk to yourself. If you don't like looking in the mirror, then just go and sit in a chair or lie down and talk to yourself for 30 minutes at least every day. The second tip, mindfulness. Try to practice being present. I'm still practicing it too, but anyways, what I'm learning is you have to be in the moment. Sometimes I'm too absorbed with those anxiety thoughts that I have. I'm a teenager, so I'm thinking of my academic pursuits all the time. For example, if this thing are going to be released today, if the results are going to be today, I have to write this essay, and it goes on and on and on. And then I forget about the things that are happening around me. And sometimes people mention it, but okay. And I forget, even when I'm walking or listening to music, I totally forget where I am, what I'm doing. And this is partly anxiety that I have to get rid of. But yeah, what I'm learning and what we all have to learn is have to be present in the moment and put aside our judgment of ourselves and some anxiety thoughts that occur. It might be a little hard. I know that. I really do, because I have experience. But just try. Maybe it works for you, like meditating, listening to music, or listening to white noise, or talking with your loved ones. Just try to be present. Just try to feel every emotion. It's not necessarily happiness. It might be sadness. You might cry. I usually do that too. You just cry and put a sad music and cry out everything that you have. Just try to be present and feel every emotion that you have. So every emotion, you will let yourself feel everything that you are feeling, and that will actually help you to better understand yourself. Next one, letting go of judgment. Oh man, this one is huge, because opinions of others, even if you're close ones, even if it is not a judgment, it's just advice, it hits different. So I do know how it feels too. So try to not actually make the opinion of others a top priority in your mind. I totally agree of doing your own judgment on yourself a priority, because you know what is best for you, but don't get too deep into that. But yeah, try to let go the comments, the judgments, the looks that you get from other people. Because what I try to do to myself is, this thing, you will not remember this thing, or they will not remember this thing after 5 years. So if I'm fussing over a thing that won't be remembered in 5 years, why am I even doing that? So I forget and just calm down and move on. Next thing is gratitude. I think this thing, not totally only for people that are religious, that can be for anyone. Because humans tend to have greed. So greed is really a bad thing, but a thing that makes us move upper into the future. Yeah, but we have to find limit. We have to find the average of greed, and we have to find the average of gratitude. For example, you can always sell that to say like, oh my God, I'm grateful for everything I have and I'm not gonna move on or upgrade. No. Or you might not say that, oh my God, even if I have the whole world in my hands, I don't want to be stopped. I don't want to stop. I don't want to be quitting this thing. So everything has its limits, and try to find that in yourself. Everyone has different limits. So just try to put yourself the limit of greed and gratitude. And the last thing is creating a meaning. I don't think half of the people in the world have meaning in their lives, but what I found from my experience in life, and even if it's not really that big, that everyone has a different meaning from their past. And even if it's a big or a small thing, a silly thing, it matters. It should only matter to you. So try to find a thing that you are gonna love, embrace, that will make you move further into the future, the better future. As we start to wrap things up, I want to leave you with this thought. Am I happiness? Embrace this idea that you are the source of your joy. It's a powerful realization. It allows us to live authentically. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I hope you found some value in our little chat. If you enjoyed this moment, please share it with your friends. This has been Alice with Alice's Wonderland. Remember, happiness starts from within, so go out there and be your own source of joy. Until next time, keep smiling and take care.